Sometimes it is the noise from his mouth. Sometimes the noise comes from his throat. The noise low or the noise high. The low noise comes from his throat and the high noise from his mouth. Sometimes the noises switch, or maybe it is the mouth and throat that do the switching. It is the sound of a noise stuck somewhere in between. The least favorite noise of all. Everyone agrees. Then everyone tells me, do your job. Voices seep through the dirt. There is nothing else to say. I take nothing and go. The steps creak. The air reeks and I swallow too much. The noise increases. I cannot tell if it gets louder or picks up speed. Light a match to see. Pitch black. The match drops and burns out, landing in dirt. It takes 3 matches to find the lantern. When I find the lantern, I light it. Light fills the corner of the basement. I place the lantern on the stone where the wall goes in. All up and down the wall juts in and out, solid yet about to collapse. Dust motes float slow motion through the lantern light. Dirt sifts through the cracks. I place my hands, palm up in the cage. His face and neck redden. He digs into dirt with his feet. More spit than usual dangles from his chin. It is thick as tar. The chain too tight. He cannot quite reach. He keeps trying. This is when I reach into the cage. He opens up a toothless mouth. His breath not hot or cold. I do not move my hand. He hacks and slips on leaks. The chain tightens. He climbs back to his feet. The chain jangles. I wait for him to come closer. He always does. I say the brother's name. Nothing in the bedroom. I looked in corners, closet, below bed, mattress, beneath sheets, pillows, even ran my hands along the ceiling to feel around. I cannot remember the last time we shared a bed. The room is 8x10. I spent the night to make sure he was not there. Did not hear a thing but the boys in the basement. They sounded fine. Sooner or later, I figured they would feel the lack. No boy deserves that. I waited for the sun before setting out. Every ounce of me said he was not in the house, but I knew he was not far either. He could not be. I gave the kitchen a thorough search. Cabinet, sink, bathroom, everything empty. When I went down to the basement, the boys had gone silent, sleeping. Could not even hear breathing. I checked the chains to make sure they were tight, dragged them to a fresh spot in the dirt, told them, be good, I will be back soon. I glanced under the stairwell, reached down to grab the lantern. I looked back at those boys. Silence. I crawl against the cold, wet wall to unfold. There are sharp points of stone, bits of gravel, moist dirt sticking to skin. Brother sleeps. Something scrapes against my throat. Stick a finger in, but it is too deep. I hack out a black fluid that smacks on my stomach. I do not recall when the light began blinking. I do remember the back of an old woman walking up the steps. I'm not leaning into the wall. I'm on my back, the floor tight packed with dirt and broken glass. Footsteps creak on floorboards, sinking. Voices mutter to each other, from which direction it is unclear. Dust and dirt spill down my face. I cannot shake the taste from my mouth. In the backyard, nothing but dead grass. In the back shed, nothing but birds that are dead too. Beneath the wheelbarrow, more dead birds. In the truck, nothing but dead matches. Truck bed, nothing dead. In the doghouse, piles of dog shit. in the chicken coop, a dead dog, in the backyard tree, nothing but dead leaves, a neighbor's front yard, a dead tree, other neighbor's backyard, a dead neighbor, other neighbor's front yard, a dead neighbor's dead daughter, in the other neighbor's house, nothing but dead space, in the dead neighbor's house, it is dead quiet, in the other neighbor's basement, dead rats, in the dead neighbor's basement, dead bolts, in the other neighbor's bathroom floods, in the dead neighbor's bathroom there is mud, in both neighbor's driveway is dead trucks, in both trucks dead weight, on way to ditch, nothing but dirt. I jumped off the roof and landed on grass. Wiped the blood off my elbow, shook the impact from my bones, grabbed the gun, looked both ways down the dirt road. Nothing much for miles, but I saw in the distance my destination through the leaves and branches and bark to the river carved by the shapes of the trees. I thought of things found in the past, kept my eyes peeled and walked. The poor dead neighbor's dead daughter lay soaking in the heat, dried up and distending. She did not budge when I gave a kick to the ribs. She never spoke much. I got to the ditch and slid my body down, picked up a rock, threw it at the river. The rock ricocheted off a tree and did not hit water. It bounced off another rock, made a cracking sound, then landed back on the ground. I walked toward it, crunching through dead leaves, and eyed the stillness of the river. I wake to the sound of scraping. It does not take long for the scraping to stop. The silence does not last long either, replaced by a low hum. It is hard to tell, I soon realize, if the hum has always been there, or if it was at first, to my ears, covered up by earlier sounds of scraping. The low hum could have always been there, the source of the hum unclear. I cannot tell if the hum comes from the dirt or somewhere in my bones. I can never quite catch hold, try with all the strength in my hands to latch on, but it avoids my grip. The source must be a body of its own. If brother were here, he would help. If only the lights would turn on. I forget about the hum and wonder how the scraping stopped. As soon as I broke through the trees, the sky opened up, clouds swallowed by sun. I watched bodies float along the river. They moved slow but straight, nodded their heads on the way by. I stepped out into the clearing, felt jagged rocks through my boots. The heat hit my face. I could not get too close without sinking into mud. I eyed the big rock on the river's other side. The field behind glistened in the light. I sat down in a dry patch. I could see just enough of the road on the other side to know no cars were on it. I walked along the river before slogging through. Maybe the boat was a sign. I thought of the boys. I thought, would it not be nice to bring them home something good? I tiptoed down to the basement so as not to wake them, rest my hand on their shoulders, give them each a gentle shake, whisper in their ears what they have been waiting to hear. They start to say something, and I say, I know. I reach out a hand, one, then the other, drag them up the steps. Their bodies slide along old wood, legs stiff from sleep. And the moment when we bust through the basement door, a beam of light comes through the window, settling on the chair. And he is there as if he never left.
Thank you.
ways you once rejected. Now you're better. Letters wrapped all around bare chest, so bold and exposed. Thank you so much. Thanks again. Thank you so much, Matt. Thanks to everyone who was up here tonight. Amazing night. And everyone at Roulette, thank you. Come back these next few nights. Thank you.